Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Respected brothers, elders, alhamdulillah. Let us try and finish off with our refreshments and a break we were having. MashaAllah. You can see the race is getting tiring now. Towards the end, whatever is left in the tank now, trying to make use of that. Inshallah. Still a few more days to go, inshallah. It'll be on Thursday maybe, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala knows best. Jazakallah khair. MashaAllah, our young friends come. Allah Ta'ala bless and reward everyone. Our niyat for reciting Durood e Pak upon our beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam is to acquire the love of Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, to acquire all the muhabbat and the favors and the good tidings that Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam had given this ummat. All of it is contained in the Durood e Pak of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam and in his ita'at and in his emulation and in us being close to him in his actions and in his words. So therefore, this is a profound way in which we express our gratitude to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam by sending him these gifts. Every durood is a gift that we send to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. It is mentioned in the Hadith Sharif that whenever Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam was given a gift, then he used to reciprocate. So if someone used to give him something, then he used to reciprocate with a dua. Or is to reciprocate with something better than what that person gave him. So the ulama ikram explained, in fact Hazrat Mufti Taqi Usmani has explained this, he said that when we send a gift of durood to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then according to his sunnah, there is always going to be a reciprocation for that durood. So Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam gives us a gift back. Now what that gift is and how it manifests itself, that's a separate discussion. But this much we do know, that if we send a gift to Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam returns the gift with a better gift. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us the recipients of the gifts of Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Salamun ala ibadihi alladhina astafa. Salamun ala al-mursaleen. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ala ali Muhammad wa anzilhu al-maqad al-muqarrab indak. اللهم رب هذه الدعوة القائمة والصلاة النافعة صل على محمد وارض عني رضا لا تسخط بعده أبدا اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمد وعلى محمد كما صليت وباركت ورحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وأزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى أزواجه وذريته كما باركت على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد النبي وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين وذريته وأهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم ترحم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما ترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم تحنن على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما تحننت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم سلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما سلمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد وبارك وسلم على محمد وعلى آل محمد وارحم محمدا وآل محمد كما صليت وباركت وترحمت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم في العالمين إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك كما صليت على آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على آل إبراهيم. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى آل محمد صلاة تكون لك رضا وله جزاء ولحقه أداء وأعطه الوسيلة والفضيلة والمقام المحمود الذي وعده واجزه عنا ما هو أهله واجزه أفضل ما جازيت نبيا عن قومي ورسولا عن أمتي. وصل على جميع إخوانك من النبيين والصالحين يا أرحم الراحمين. اللهم صل على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما صليت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم وبارك على محمد النبي الأمي وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما صليت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم صل علينا معهم. اللهم بارك على محمد وعلى أهل بيته كما باركت على إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. اللهم بارك علينا معهم صلوات الله وصلوات المؤمنين على محمد النبي الأمي. اللهم اجعل صلواتك ورحمتك وبركاتك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما جعلتها على آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد. المجيد وبارك على محمد وعلى آل محمد كما باركت على إبراهيم وعلى آل إبراهيم إنك حميد مجيد وصلى الله على النبي الأمي التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله سلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته سلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله التحيات لله والصلوات والطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أسأل الله الجنة وأعوذ بالله من النار نسأل الله الجنة ونعوذ بالله من النار التحيات لله الزاكيات لله الطيبات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله بسم الله وبالله خير الأسماء التحيات الطيبات الصلوات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله أرسله بالحق بشيرا ونذيرا وأن الساعة آتية لا ريب فيها السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين اللهم اغفر لي واهدني اللهم اغفر لنا واهدنا التحيات الطيبات والصلوات والملك لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته بسم الله التحيات لله الصلوات لله الزاكيات لله السلام على النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين شهدت أن لا إله إلا الله شهدت أن محمد رسول الله التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له وأن محمدا عبده ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات الطيبات الصلوات الزاكيات لله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبد الله ورسوله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين التحيات الصلوات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين. التحيات لله الصلوات الطيبات السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله التحيات المباركات الصلوات الطيبات لله السلام عليك أيها النبي ورحمة الله وبركاته السلام علينا وعلى عباد الله الصالحين أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وأشهد أن محمدا رسول الله بسم الله والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر
الحمد لله اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر
We thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the tawfiq and the ability to send this Mubarak durud and salawat and salam to our beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. We do know from the Hadith Sharif that a person who sends one durud upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives him 10 rewards, 10 ranks. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives 10 of his sins, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala elevates him in 10 stages and 10 ranks. So therefore, the recitation of durood is something that is very effulgent, it is very spiritually uplifting, and it is the secret to the love of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. It is also the secret for a person who wants to visit Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Some of the people, when they ask the ulama ikram for some remedy, some prescription, we want to visit Madinah Munawwara, we want to make Hajj, Baytullah, then the ulama ikram give the advice and the prescription that recite abundant durood upon Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam as much as you can. Read it like you have great amount of desire and eagerness and wish in your heart with every durood that, Ya Allah, make it possible for me to reach Madinah Munawwara, to reach Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, make it possible for me to undertake this journey. And with every durood, if a person with this desire, with this eagerness, with this love, and with this pain, he makes this type of appeal to Allah and application to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then undoubtedly Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors for this person, and this person will be able to, inshallah, visit the Haramain Sharifain with the permission and the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Many people have experienced this in their lives, the abundance of durood. Some ulama ikram give the prescription of 500 durood. A person every night should read 500 times durood sharif. The shortest durood is sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. It doesn't take more than 5 minutes to read durood sharif 500 times. It takes 5, 6, 7 minutes if a person has to read it every night and become accustomed to it. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us people who are true lovers of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and recite durood upon him with a lot of love and with a lot of inner eagerness and desire to meet Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and to become his favor, become his favored servants, inshallah. My dear brothers, tonight, alhamdulillah, as we do know, it is the 29th night of Ramadan al-Mubarak. And like we are reminded always, that it is not the end of Ramadan yet. Ramadan will come to an end only when the moon of Ramadan is sighted. So Ramadan is still here, alhamdulillah. However, what does come to an end, or what should come to an end, is our past life. Ramadan has not come to an end. Ramadan will come to an end when the moon is sighted. But what we will put behind us is whatever has happened in the past. We had, before Ramadan, we had a life. We had certain habits. We had certain ways that we were living our life. And we all know, each one, ourselves, for ourselves, we know how our life was before the month of Ramadan. We were living life maybe casually, easily, without much focus and attention. We are doing things, alhamdulillah, whatever we are doing, we are doing. But we probably didn't have that drive that we're supposed to have, that Ramadan gave us. So Ramadan came and gave us this drive and this boost, and it gave us this renewed vigor for the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to become better people. And Ramadan al-Mubarak gave us something which is very useful and very valuable in life. And these are the things that we should emerge from Ramadan with. What do we emerge from Ramadan? What do we come out of Ramadan with? This is the important thing to see, that how was Ramadan spent. It will reflect in how we spend our time after Ramadan. If we want to know what we achieved in Ramadan and how it was spent, then we will have to look and reflect on our lives when the month of Ramadan has left us, to see what we gained from the month of Ramadan. So the ulama ikram give us a few advices. And one of the things that they say, if we emerge from the month of Ramadan with a timetable or a format, we come out of the month of Ramadan with a program for our life. This is the stepping stone to a person's achievement of wilayat and piety and virtue in life. That if a person can have some type of format, now we know for schools and for education, they give them timetables that you must, from time to time, this is what you got to do, this is what the schedule is going to be, this is what subjects we're going to have. So it teaches us that we have to use our time fully, effectively, and when we will do that, inshallah, then we will achieve the goal at the end of the year, and that is the completion of the syllabus and the success in the examination. So this is the very same thing that we learn in real life. One is in school and education. But in real life also, a person should have a format of life. And this is what Ramadan came and taught us. That before Ramadan, we used to spend our time according to how we felt. We used to sleep, eat, drink, wake up, whatever we want to do, how we want to do. Ramadan came and it disrupted our whole format and our schedule. It said, now you have to wake up at a certain time and you must wake up at that time. And you have to do this. So Ramadan came and gave us a format to our life. That you must read Quran Sharif in this time. So we programmed the time. After Asr to Maghrib, we're going to have Quran Sharif one para. And at the time of Iftar, nobody's going to say, no, I've just got some other work now. I'm going to go here, go there. Time of Iftar, everybody is sitting and making dua and waiting for Iftar, waiting for the Azan. So Ramadan came and programmed us. We didn't find anything else that we could do or should do, but what Ramadan brought to, taught us to do. And like that Sehri, and like that Taraweeh, and everything else Ramadan brought us. Now the big nights also, we found normally in the nights a person has another program. But in the nights of Ramadan, the Ramadan program was on. Ramadan came and taught us that this is what we have to do. So this is one of the important takeaways from the month of Ramadan, that we have a program, we have a timetable, we have a schedule. It doesn't necessarily mean that we have a chart. We can have a chart, it's a good thing to have that. The Buzragana Deen and the Uliya Ikram, those who had great success in their lives, they used to keep notebooks with them in their pocket or near them. And they used to write down things. What I did today, what I supposed to do today, what I didn't do today, what I achieved today, what I didn't achieve today, what bad things I did today, what bad thoughts came in my mind that I have to make tawbah for. So write it down in the book. Then they open the book. Now you're reading the book. And you're saying, okay, I did this and I did that and I'm supposed to do this and I didn't do this. So this is how they used to rectify their lives. It is mentioned about Abul Hasan Ali al-Nadwi rahmatullah alayhi, one of the greatest scholars of our time, a great thinker of the Ummat. His books are translated in dozens of languages. He had a great profound impact on the Arab world, on all different societies in the world, from America to the East to the West. He used to travel the length and the breadth of the world. Such a profound personality he was. It is mentioned that in his life, he had 300 notebooks filled with notes, with nasihat, with things that he heard, with things that he thought important, and he used to write it. So therefore, our students in the class also, when we're teaching them, I advise them at the beginning of the year that you must have your notebook. Keep your notebook. When you learn a new word, then you write that notebook in the word. You heard something in a bayan, some one line, something important. Now, human nature is we will forget it after a week, after 2 weeks, after a month. But if you make a note of it and you write it, then it's in the book. When you got spare time, you open the book, you go over your vocabulary, you read the nasihat again, you have a reflection, you revise the lesson, you're learning the sabak again. This is how we grow and this is how we build ourselves. Our knowledge, our spirituality, our development takes place through this type of proactive work. So therefore, Ramadan Mubarak came to give us this one very important lesson, that let's have a timetable and a format, and let's use our time effectively, and use our time to its full value that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Because this life is, once we know the breath is gone, it's not going to come back. Once this night of 1445 Ramadan Mubarak 29th is gone, it will be gone forever. And whatever we achieved in it, we achieved, and after that there is no coming back of this time. So, there is a nice saying in Urdu also about this making a timetable. In Urdu, there is a saying that says that Nazam paida kijiye awqat mein, phir dekhiye barakat din raat mein. Nazam paida kijiye awqat mein. Create some time of format in your time. Have a program with what you do things. Phir dekhiye barakat din raat mein. Then you will see how much of barakat there is in the day and night. Today, all of us, we know day and night, we don't know how the day and night goes. Time just going, it's catching up with us. And we have so many things to do that are outstanding, but we can't complete them in the day and night. So therefore, if we have a format, then inshallah we will make good progress with the good use of our time. The second thing that we learn from the month of Ramadan, and very important for a person's spiritual progress and for us to remain steadfast, is that we must make a commitment to what we want to do. We have to have a commitment. We have to have a goal. We have to have some objectives. We have to set some targets. Ramadan al-Kareem, we learned how beautiful the Quran is. We heard the Quran. We listened to the tafsir of the Quran. We were so moved by the Quran. We were so enchanted by the Quran. Everything in the... Now then, it is not only for Ramadan. The Quran al-Kareem is here for mankind till the day of Qiyamah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought the Quran into our lives. Allah brought Ramadan and is giving it to us on the platter to say, there, this is the Quran Sharif that you have with you. Then go learn it, read it, understand it, and continue to inspire yourself with it. So therefore, in this month of Ramadan, now in the last few days and nights, let us make a commitment. You know, Allah, I want to learn the Quran more. If I'm a Hafiz al-Quran, I must now become a better Hafiz, and I must also start learning the meaning and the message of the Quran Sharif. If I don't know how to read the Quran very well, then my commitment and my goal must be to start bettering my recitation of the Quran Sharif. And we can do everything in tandem. We can learn how to recite the Quran better. We can learn one ayat, meaning of the Quran Sharif. We can learn one lesson from the Quran. We can learn the meaning of the ayat of the Quran, the small surahs, the other surahs or ayats that we know, ayatul kursi, surah Fatiha, lillahi ma fis samawat, all these ayat, and then slowly we go into the surahs from wadduha, and we learn and we learn and we grow. So when we will make these type of commitments, then as our life goes, and by the next Ramadan we come, we'll see, subhanallah, I allocated a time for the Quran Sharif, I joined a class, I started learning, whether it is through online learning or through an ustad or through a program, whichever way it is, but we started and we're doing something, we'll find that we would have made progress and we would have reached somewhere. The next Ramadan becomes a more fulfilling Ramadan. It becomes a better Ramadan because I'm more enlightened, I know more now. I'm more closer to the Quran, I'm more attached to the Quran, I'm more learned in the Quran. Otherwise, if we don't have a commitment, then every year we are at the same point. The next Ramadan comes, we get motivated, we learn, and we do whatever is in Ramadan, and thereafter we go back to our position, and we remain there. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us that commitment. And the third thing that we can take away from Ramadan is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us one more point as far as this commitment and consistency and steadfastness is concerned. Very important that we must keep in mind that after Ramadan, we know who's going to come back. Who's coming back into the game? Shaitan. Right? Shaitan is back in action. Now when Shaitan comes back in action after Ramadan, now he spent a whole year trying to take us away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So a lot of us, he took us, people like myself, and he dropped us right down there through our laziness, through not having a timetable, through, you know, delaying our salah, through not making zikrullah, took us down, and he left us right at the bottom of the ladder now, kept us downstairs in the basement. Ramadan came, we were in the basement. Now he got locked up. What happened? We got into action. And we started doing everything that Ramadan did for us. And what happened? Person made tawbah, person made istighfar, person spent the nights making ruju to Allah, he made dhikrullah, he did everything in Ramadan, and he went right from the bottom, he went away right to the top. Now when Shaitan comes out, he sees the person gone far away. Now he has to catch up. He has to go and bring the person back from there, and bring him back to where he supposed to, or where Shaitan wants him rather. So now that's where this consistency and steadfastness and istiqamat is going to come in. That if we are not going to be steadfast, then Shaitan is going to find it very easy to break our commitment and to break our motivation and break our spirit. Consistency is something that is very hard on the nafs and hard on Shaitan. Even if a person does a few things, small things every day, but he does it with steadfastness and with firmness, then that little takes him up all the time. So therefore, let's keep ourselves steadfast, because Shaitan is going to come back with a vengeance after the month of Ramadan. He's going to be very upset, and he's going to come in full force for us, so we have to be ready for him. And the third thing that we learn in the month of Ramadan is that we must have a lot of hope. Jo nakam hota rahe umar barbi, barhal koshish to aashik no chore. If a person, even if he's, every time he's trying, takes one step forward, comes back. Take one step forward, he comes back, then he keeps on trying. Jo nakam hota rahe umar barbi, to aashik koshish no chore. He doesn't stop trying. This is the sign of a mu'min and a believer, and the sign of a successful person. In any facet of life, even if a person is training, and if he gives up somewhere, then he's not going to reach his goal. But if he keeps on trying, and he'll break the barrier. In business also, and profession, in a profession also, if a person may fail once, fail twice, fail thrice, fail a few times, but he is persistent and consistent and he perseveres, then eventually he succeeds. So our spirituality and our iman is also like that, that we keep on trying and we never stop trying. And with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshaAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will always give us that success and that salvation that we are looking for, even if we ourselves are weak and at times we go backwards. So the poetry continues, ke ye rishta muhabbat ka qaim hi rakhe. This bond of love with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must always remain intact. We must never become disloyal to it, never go against it. And jo sobar toote, jo sobar jore, even if we have to break and fail and fall 100 times, then 100 times we wake up and we start walking again. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this tawfiq. This hope is a very great thing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given mu'minin and believers. Because we see there's so much that is happening around us, and we are so pained by everything that is happening around us. And sometimes we see there's no light at the, it seems like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But with the promises of Allah in the Quran Sharif, there is always hope, and there is always going to be light at the end of the tunnel. There is always going to be victory and success. How and what the outcome is going to be, that is not in our knowledge and ilm. It is in the ilm and knowledge of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we have hope and we have belief. That this is how our belief system is based. That we continue believing and hoping in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. When it will take place and how the outcome etc. is going to be seen, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We keep making dua for the outcome to be the best outcome, for victory to come, for help to come, and for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to safeguard everyone and to give us the best outcome in whatever is happening. We make dua, continue making dua for our people in Gaza and the brethren there in other parts of the world, and for ourselves also and for our own country, the difficulties we have on our own doorstep here. So all of these things collectively, we have the aspect of hope. So these are the few things that inshallah, in the month of Ramadan, we have learned and we have gained. A lot of gain that has taken place, a lot of strength that has come into us. Now we need to preserve it, conserve it, and inshallah take it forward with us, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will then take us forward in our lives as far as our spirituality and His friendship is concerned. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq. Inshallah we'll make a little bit of zikrullah and then we'll make dua. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Al-Kareem, وَلَا ذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ, that the dhikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the greatest, most powerful thing that a person can do in his life, because dhikr is the basis of all strength. It is the way in which we draw from the power of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from the help of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and it is the protection against weakness, weakness of the heart, weakness of the self, weakness of spirituality. So therefore, one of the very important lessons in Ramadan and Mubarak is consistency upon dhikr. That the zikr must become a very integral part of our life, and we must have a program of zikr. We must know what zikr we have to make, morning and evening du'as. We recite all the du'as for protection. After salah, we read Tasbih al-Fatimi, we read Ayatul Kursi. In the morning, we read Surah Yasin. All this is part of zikrullah. And together with that, we recite the masnoon zikrs, which have been mentioned in the Hadith Sharif. We read La ilaha illallah. We recite Subhanallah wa bihamdihi. We read Durood Sharif. And we make istighfar and all the other forms of Durood. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us consistent upon our zikr. May Allah make us firm upon our zikr. A person who is going to become firm on zikr, he will become firm in everything else in his life. And he will become very strong spiritually. We ask Allah tabarak wa ta'ala to grant us all the barakat and the benefits of dhikrullah. Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran Sharif, فَذْكُرُونِي أَذْكُرْكُمْ وَشْكُرُونِي وَلَا تَكْفُرُونَ. You remember me and I will remember you. Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala accompanies that gathering in which the dhikr of Allah is made, in which people gather together to make tawbah. The malaika throng and they say Ameen to the tawbah of those people's du'as. So therefore we have great hope that Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala will shower us with His favors and mercy, and the malaika and the angels will make Ameen to our du'as. We'll make one tasbih of istighfar with the intention to clean and to purify the heart before we bring the pure name of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala into this heart. Astaghfirullah, 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 astaghfirullah. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. اللهم طهر قلوبنا عن غيرك ونور قلوبنا بنور معرفتك. Oh Allah, you purify our hearts from everything besides you, and you bring into our hearts your nur and your light and your guidance and your forgiveness. قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أفضل الذكر لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا كثيرا كثيرا. اللهم افتح أقفال قلوبنا بذكرك. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to unlock the latches of our heart, the latches of our heart which have been brought upon our heart through love of dunya, through ghafla, through negligence, through heedlessness, through time wasting. All of those are the locks of the heart. So we want to unlock the heart of all those things, and we want the heart to become open and receptive to the love and the muhabbat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allahumma aftah aqfala qulubina bi dhikrik wa atmim alayna ni'matak. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala complete His favors upon us. Wa asbir alayna min fadlik. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have mercy and fadl upon us. Waj'alna min ibadika as-salihin. And we ask Allah to make us from His close friends and His pious servants.
لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا 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 دل کو اگر چمکانا ہے تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ دل کو اگر چمکانا ہے تو کر لو ذکر الا اللہ 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 إلا الله 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 لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم صلاة وسلاما كثيرا كثيرا
Allah's name, the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most beautiful, delicious and sweet name that a person can bring upon his tongue. Many of the great awliya used to experience the physical sweetness of this on their tongues because of their abundant and frequent and excessive recitation of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Some of the pious servants of Allah used to recite the Ismi Zat 150,000 times a day. Allahu Akbar, we can imagine how much of nur and how much of effulgence and how much of spiritual strength that can generate. A person's heart becomes completely immersed and saturated with the name of Allah and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Therefore, we take the name of Allah ta'ala with a great amount of love and attention and focus, and with this in our mind, that, oh Allah, you are the greatest. Oh Allah, I am your obedient servant. And oh Allah, you protect me from all harm and all sin. And if we take the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with this type of mindset and focus and intention, then inshallah we will find that as we take the name of Allah more and more, it will have a greater effect on our heart, and it will bring about the obedience of Allah in our life, and we will become people of dhikr and takers of the name of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regularly, inshallah.
Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqo ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 Allah, 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 La ilaha illallah, Muhammadun Rasulullah, sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, salatan wa salaman kathiran, kathiran, kathiran. Dil mera ho jaye ek medane hu tu hi tu ho tu hi tu ho tu hi tu aur mere tan mein bajaya wo gil darde dil ho darde dil ho darde dil. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make our heart an open plain field of effulgence and fragrance of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Or غير سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر, our gaze and our focus and our expectations must be lifted and turned away from everyone else besides Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Tuhitu, tuhitu, tuhitu. In our heart must only be hope and expectation from Allah and to Allah. And therefore, inshallah, with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's love and muhabbat, we will achieve everything, the good of this world and the good of the akhirah, the best of this world and the best of the akhirah. And most of all, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give us a kingdom of independence in our heart from everyone and from everything. And we will be dependent and reliant and expectant on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for our happiness and for everything else that we desire and we wish. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala let the zikr permeate our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make it entrenched and embedded in our heart. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala illuminate our hearts through His name and His dhikr and give us the consistency to continue with dhikrullah after Ramadan and the entire life, right up to our last breath. And we must leave this world with the name of Allah, inna kalima la ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with iman, inshaAllah. Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru, Allahumma laka alhamdu wa laka ash-shukru, alhamdulillahi alladhi bi ni'matihi tatimmu as-salihat. We are very grateful to Allah Ta'ala for giving us the tawfiq and the opportunity to take His mubarak, blessed, pure, clean, pure name. Our tongues are unfit to take the name of Allah Ta'ala. Our tongues are so unfit and unworthy, and there are so many things that come out of our tongue. Ya Allah, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's mercy and fadl, that Allah has given us this great opportunity and this ni'mat and this favor and this privilege that Allah Ta'ala has given us this name of His, this Name Paak, this Isme Zad, the Kalima Tayyiba, and through this we are able to purify our tongues and purify our hearts. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala always give us the opportunity to continue making His dhikr for the rest of our lives, inshaAllah. اللهم لك الحمد ولك الشكر. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي بنعمته تتم الصالحات. اللهم لك الحمد كما أنت أهل, وصل وسلم على محمد كما أنت أهل, وافعل بنا كما أنت أهل, فإنك أنت أهل التقوى وأهل المغفرة. اللهم لك الحمد كالذي تقول وخيرا مما نقول. اللهم لك الحمد حمدا كثيرا طيبا مباركا فيه. اللهم ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. لا إله إلا أنت سبحانك إنا كنا من الظالمين. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. اللهم إنك عفو تحب العفو فاعف عنا. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب اغفر وارحم وأنت خير الراحمين. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. رب ارحمهما كما ربيانا صغارا. ربنا اغفر لنا ولإخواننا الذين سبقونا بالإيمان ولا تجعل في قلوبنا غلا للذين آمنوا. ربنا إنك رؤوف رحيم. ربنا لا تؤاخذنا إن نسينا أو أخطأنا. ربنا ولا تحمل علينا إسرا كما حملته على الذين من قبلنا. ربنا ولا تحملنا ما لا طاقة لنا به, واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. واعف عنا واغفر لنا وارحمنا. أنت مولانا فانصرنا على القوم الكافرين. لا إله إلا الله, نستغفرك ونسألك الجنة الفردوس ونعوذ بك من النار. اللهم سلمنا لرمضان, وسلم رمضان لنا, وسلمه لنا متقبلا. تعالى اللهم تقبل توبتنا اللهم تقبل توبتنا اللهم تقبل توبتنا واغسل حوبتنا واجب دعوتنا وثبت حجتنا اللهم ربنا آتنا من لدنك رحمة وهيئ لنا من أمرنا رشدا اللهم احفظنا من كل بلاء الدنيا وعذاب القبر وعذاب الآخرة فالله خير حافظ وهو أرحم الراحمين حسبنا الله ونعم الوكيل نعم المولى ونعم النصير اللهم ربنا توفنا مسلمين والحقنا بالشهداء والصالحين يا أول الأولين ويا آخر الآخرين يا ذا القوة المتين يا حي يا قيوم يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا نور السماوات والأرض ويا زين السماوات والأرض يا بديع السماوات والأرض يا قيام السماوات والأرض اللهم ربنا يا ربنا يا ربنا ارحمنا يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا الله يا كريم الله in this مبارك 29th night of Ramadan المبارك Oh Allah, we have gathered in this masjid on this Mubarak night, at this Mubarak time, O Allah, to seek our forgiveness and our tawbah. Ya Allah, we are asking you for complete forgiveness and maghfirah. Ya Kareem Allah, Ya Kareem Allah, the time has gone. Ramadan is now leaving us, O Allah. Ya Allah, let not Ramadan leave us before you have forgiven us, Ya Allah. Ya Kareem Allah, we are pleading for your clemency, Ya Allah, for your forgiveness, Ya Allah, for your amnesty, Ya Allah, for your protection, Ya Allah, for your complete maghfirah and forgiveness, Ya Kareem Allah. O Allah, if you forgive us, then you will become pleased and we will become happy and shaitan will become displeased. O Allah, you will lose nothing by forgiving us, O Allah. It will not decrease your honor or your treasure in any way, O Allah. But it will make a world of a difference for us, O Allah. It will lighten our burden of sins. It will lighten our burden of wrongdoings. It will make us clean and pure once again, O Allah. Ya Allah, we ask you for complete maghfirat and forgiveness. Ya Allah, before we leave this masjid, before we reach our homes, Ya Allah, grant us complete tawbah, O Allah. Forgive us and forgive our parents. Forgive our children, forgive our spouses, forgive our family members, forgive our community members, forgive the entire ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Everyone who is making tawbah tonight, Ya Allah, you accept their tawbah. All the du'as that have been made in Haramain al-Sharifain on the 27th night and the Khatm al-Quran night, oh Allah, you accept those du'as for the ummah, Ya Allah. Everywhere where people are making du'a and appealing for the easiness of the ummah, for the help and the nusrat of the ummah, Ya Allah, you accept those du'as. Ya Allah, you open the doors of easiness. Ya Allah, you open the doors of victory. Ya Allah, you open the doors of protection. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, end the suffering. O Kareem Allah, O Allah, O Allah, we are pleading to you, Ya Allah. You now make izhar and mazhar of your qudrat and your greatness and your power, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, you unleash your armies upon these people. O Kareem Allah, if there is no hidayat for them and they are bent on destroying Islam, they have made it very clear their intentions are to destroy Islam, to extinguish the light of Islam, Ya Allah, to kill the believers and to remove them from the face of the earth. Ya Kareem Allah, we ask you to send your armies upon them, O Allah. Ya Allah, you sink them into the earth. You remove them from the face of the earth. Ya Allah, you cause them to become completely disorientated and divided, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help the mu'mineen and the believers, O Allah. Our honorable mothers, sisters, our brothers, fathers, young children, all starving, O Allah. In the month of Ramadan, they are starving, O Allah. No water, no food, Ya Allah. And even when the aid comes, then too they are killed, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, starving people who are going to get whatever food they can, O Allah. They are being killed in cold blood, O Kareem Allah. How callous has this world become, O Allah. How low have human beings stooped, O Allah. Ya Allah, how worse can things get, O Kareem Allah. Never in our lives have we seen such a thing, O Allah. Never in our lives would we ever thought that such a time will come, O Allah. That people will be treated with such callousness, with such indignity and with such bloodshed will be so cheap, O Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, we ask you to end the suffering, O Allah. Ya Allah, open the doors of goodness and khair, Ya Kareem Allah. Bring about a victory, Ya Allah. Bring about resounding victory for those who are fighting for justice and truth, O Allah. Allahumma ansuril mujahideen. Allahumma thabbit qadamahum, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Allahumma saddid ramyahum. Allahumma munzil al-kitab, mujriya al-sahab, hazim al-ahzab.
الإسلام اهزمهم وزلزلهم وانصرنا عليهم يا رب العالمين. اللهم إنك عدودنا ونصيرنا. Oh Allah, you are our power and you are our help, ya Allah. إنك عدودنا ونصيرنا. بك نحول وبك نسول وبك نقاتل. Ya Allah, it is with your power and strength do we stand firm, oh Allah, against the enemy. And do we fight the enemy. Ya Allah, grant us victory, oh Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, grant them victory, oh Allah. Ya Allah, make firm their every effort of theirs, ya Allah. Keep them protected, ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, ya Kareem, ya Allah. Cause the enemy to become weak and divided, ya Allah. Let their ships sink into the sea, oh Allah. Let their planes crash into the ground, oh Kareem Allah. Let their tanks blow up with them inside, oh Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you inflict them with the most difficult inflictions so that they may never try to harm the Muslims again, oh Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim, you protect Masjid al-Aqsa min Yahudi al-Ghasibin. Ya Allah, Allah mafadil Masjid al-Aqsa min Yahudi al-Ghasibin. Oh Allah, the overall intention is to take away Masjid al-Aqsa from the Muslims and to turn it into a temple, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, you have protected Masjid al-Aqsa. Always protect it, ya Allah, and liberate Masjid al-Aqsa and make it free, ya Allah, and give us the opportunity to recite and perform 2 rakat salah in a free Masjid al-Aqsa, in a free Palestine, O Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, you protect Haramain al-Sharifain. Oh Allah, these people's intentions are not only Gaza and Palestine and Masjid al-Aqsa, but they will move to the next target, O Allah. So ya Allah, give them defeat now so they are unable to go further with their agenda and their plan, O Allah. Their plan is to extinguish the light of Allah, the deen of Allah in this world. يُرِيدُونَ لِيُطْفِئُوا نُورَ اللَّهِ. They want to extinguish the light of Islam in this world. وَاللَّهُ مُتِمُّ نُورِهِ وَلَوْ كَرِهَ الْكَافِرُونَ. But Allah, you have promised that you will complete your nur and your light even if the disbelievers dislike it. O Kareem Allah, you help us and guide us, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring goodness into our homes, protection, hifazat, afiyat, salamati, goodness, khair, understanding, prosperity. O Allah, give plentiful of barakah in our homes, ya Allah. Ya Allah, increase us in all your good favors and ni'mas, O Allah. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, ya Rahim. Give us more than we can ask for. Give us more than we are deserving, O Allah. You give those who are deserving and undeserving, O Allah. Ya Allah, you bless us and bless us and bless us, O Allah. Ya Allah, never deprive us because of our sins and our wrongdoings, O Allah. You are most merciful, you are most kind, you are most generous. Ya Allah, ya Rahman, anyone who is in whatever difficulty, financial difficulty, social difficulty, whatever other difficulty, relationship difficulty, marriage difficulty, health, whatever it may be, ya Allah, you give everyone easiness and khair, ya Allah. Allah, grant shifa, kamila, ajila to all those who are unwell, those who have requested for du'as, for shifa. Allahumma anta shafi, Allahumma anta shafi, la shifa illa shifa, shifa and la yughadiru saqama. Ya Allah, you cure everyone physically and spiritually. Ya Allah, remove our spiritual maladies, O Kareem Allah. More difficult and more detrimental and more harmful than physical diseases is the spiritual maladies of the heart, O Allah. Save us from pride, save us from jealousy, save us from enmity, save us from rancor, save us from arrogance, save us from all those traits of the heart, the evil qualities of the heart that are weakening our spirituality and that are making us behave badly, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us good behavior and good character, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us good speech, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, give us good manners, ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us be able to treat people nicely, kindly, gently, softly, O Allah. Ya Allah, make us good people, ya Allah. Give us good ways and good manners, O Allah. Make us true human beings, ya Kareem Allah. Give us good akhlaq, ya Kareem Allah. Make us true Muslims, ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, let us be such that when people see us and interact with us, then they come into Islam automatically because they see the softness and the goodness in us, O Allah. Ya Allah, let it not be that we behave in such a bad way. We have such manners that when people see us, O Allah, then they are distracted from Islam. O Allah, protect us from being deterrence to the beautiful deen of Islam. Ya Allah, you take the work of deen from us, O Allah. Accept all the works of deen, ya Kareem Allah. Accept the work of tabligh and da'wah. Accept the khankas. Accept the masajid, the makatib, the madaris. All those good works of deen, ya Allah, you strengthen them. Ya Allah, you make the means for these works of deen to continue and let them flourish, O Allah. Ya Allah, give everyone ikhlas and sincerity, O Allah. Give us unity, ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us togetherness, O Kareem Allah. Give us togetherness, O Allah. Give us brotherhood, Ya Allah. Give us ukhuwa, Ya Allah. Let us work like one united ummah, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us not be dividers and breakers, O Allah. Save us from disunity and division, O Kareem Allah. This is the thing that has made us so weak, Ya Allah. We are so weak and weak and weak because we have become divided and fragmented, O Allah. Ya Allah, bring our hearts together once again. O Allah, you are the uniter of the heart. You are the creator of the heart. You are the reviver of the heart, Ya Allah. You reform our hearts, O Allah. In this Ramadan, grant us a new heart, Ya Allah. Grant us qalb-e salim, Ya Allah. Grant us lisan-e zakir, lisan-e shakir, Ya Allah. Qalb-e shakir, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, give us all those beautiful attributes that you grant to your pious servants and your awliya, Ya Allah. How you have adorned their hearts with zikrullah. How you have adorned their hearts with shafqat, with kindness, with your love, with your ma'rifat. O Allah, grant us a portion of that also, Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Allah, we are trying. We are so weak, O Allah. We try and we wake up and we fall down, O Allah. But we want to continue trying, O Allah. We will never stop trying, O Allah. We will keep knocking at your door, O Allah. We will keep stretching our begging bowl towards you, O Allah. Make us people of dua, Ya Allah. Let us be consistent on dua and dhikr, O Allah. Accept our duas, O Allah. Manifest our duas for us, O Allah. Bless us with the ability to continue asking from you and asking from you alone, O Allah. Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. You alone we worship and you alone we ask for help, Ya Allah. Never make us dependent on anyone, on any human being, Ya Allah. Give us independence and istighna in our lives, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Many, many people have asked for du'as. Different people have different needs and difficulties and challenges and worries. O Allah, you remove the worries of everyone, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those who are wishing for marriage partners, Ya Allah, grant them compatible, loving, good marriage partners, O Allah. Those girls who are wishing to get married, Ya Allah, grant them good marriage partners, Ya Allah, with afia and salama and protection, Ya Allah. Save our homes and our marriages from divorces and trouble and difficulty and turmoil, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, those young youth, O Allah, who are having difficulty in their lives, with wasawis and with other challenges of the of isms and you and the youth problems, Ya Allah, you strengthen the iman, fortify them, Ya Allah, give them the ability to remain firm and stand firm in the face of all these difficulties and challenges and fitans and trials, O Allah. Ya Allah, give us the tawfiq to benefit from our ulama and our mashayikh, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us befriend those who are your friends, O Allah. Grant us the friendship of those who are your friends, O Allah. Ya Allah, grant us the muhabbat of those who will show us your muhabbat and teach us your muhabbat, O Allah. Ya Allah, you protect our ulama ikram, protect our business people, protect our doctors, protect all our professionals, protect everyone who is serving the deen, Ya Allah. Grant everyone ikhlas and ihsan and istiqamat and goodness and khair, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, the Ramadan is coming towards an end, O Allah. Let us end on a note of qubuliyat and acceptance, O Allah. Ya Allah, tu qubul farma. Ya Allah, tu qubul farma. Ya Allah, tu qubul farma. Maqbul farma, Ya Allah. Mabrur farma, Ya Allah. Mahbub farma, Ya Allah. Fazal farma, Ya Allah. Karam farma, Ya Allah. Apni muhabbat nasib farma, Ya Allah. Apni ma'rifat nasib farma. Apni ma'iyat ata farma. Apni khashiyat ata farma. خوف عطا فرما درد دل عطا فرما اپنے قلوب کو منور فرما یا اللہ بہتر سے بہتر انعامات نصیب فرما یا اللہ یا رحمان اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا بن جا اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا بن جا اپنا بنا دے اور ہمارا بن جا یا اللہ اپنی نسبت عطا فرما قبولیت عطا فرما یا اللہ ہر شر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما ہر فتن سے ہماری حفاظت فرما حاسدین کے حسد سے ہماری حفاظت فرما سائرین کے سحر سے ہماری حفاظت فرما یا اللہ save us from all forms of harms and calamities and catastrophes and difficulties and sicknesses and illnesses, Ya Allah. Oh Allah, grant us complete cover, Ya Allah, complete protection, Ya Allah, inner protection and outer protection, Ya Allah, spiritual protection and physical protection, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, this country of ours, this beautiful country of ours, O Allah. Ya Allah, you have sent us here. Ya Allah, you have sent our forefathers here. Ya Allah, this is our land, O Kareem Allah. This is where our rizq is, O Allah. We eat from this land. We drink from this land, Ya Allah. We have our comforts in this land. O Allah, you protect us here, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim. Give us good leaders, Ya Allah. Merciful leaders, Ya Allah. Grant them guidance, O Allah. Ya Allah, save us from bad leaders. Ya Allah, save us from selfish, self-centered people who are only worried about themselves, O Allah. Ya Allah, you help those who are starving, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help the needy, O Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, make us the agents of good towards these people, Ya Allah. Let us become more charitable, more generous, more kind, more good, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us make more da'wat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you help us and guide us, O Kareem Allah. Grant us safety in our country, O Allah. Ya Allah, whatever is going to happen in the future, these difficult times that are being Ya Allah, we know that we are undergoing difficult times, volatility, instability, uncertainty, fears. Oh Allah, you remove our fears, Ya Allah. Remove the uncertainty, Ya Allah. Remove the instability, O Allah, and replace it with a lot of goodness and khair, Ya Allah. With hidayat and afiyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let the winds of hidayat spread throughout the length and breadth of this country, O Allah. From this masjid and from all our masajid, Ya Allah. Let the winds of hidayat spread, O Allah. Let the people's hearts open up to Deenul Islam, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Islam is the solution. Ya Allah, Islam will bring peace. Islam will bring justice. Islam will bring everything good for the people of this land and for the people of the world, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let Deenul Islam spread from here throughout this continent, Ya Allah. Let the continent become Muslim and embrace Islam. And Ya Allah, further from there, let it spread throughout the four corners of the world. Ya Allah, use us for the khidmat of Deen. Ya Allah, let us become people who call towards hidayat and guidance and goodness, O Allah. Ya Allah, you reward everyone who is here, who have come for the program. Ya Allah, grant everyone the best of their wishes, Ya Allah. Fulfill everyone's good desires, Ya Allah. Grant us the best of the best, Ya Allah. Best of dunya, best of akhirat, Ya Allah. Grant us prosperity more than we can ask for and we deserve, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, all the wishes in the crevices of our heart, those thoughts which we do not even know that you are aware of, Ya Allah, you bless us with the goodness of all of that, Ya Allah. Make dua for a minute. Ya Allah, you protect the Harameen al-Sharifeen, Ya Allah. Grant us ziyarat of Harameen al-Sharifeen, with qubuliyat and maqbuliyat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us Madinatul Munawwara with qubuliyat, Ya Allah. Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam must be happy with us, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, give us visitation again and again, Ya Allah. Give us tawfiq to recite abundant durood upon Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam with love and muhabbat, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, towards the end of our life, Ya Allah. Grant us the residence of Madinatul Munawwara, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, grant us a death in Madinatul Munawwara with Iman in Islam, Ya Allah. Grant us burial in Jannatul Baqi al-Gharqad, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, all the du'as that have been made by our pious aslaf, Ya Allah, from this member, from this masjid, Ya Allah, especially the du'as of Hazrat Mu'inus Patel, Rahmatullah Ali. Ya Allah, you accept all those du'as for us, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, you elevate Hazrat's status in Jannah, Ya Allah. Grant him jazai khair for all his efforts, Ya Kareem Allah. Ya Allah, and let us follow the teachings of our pious elders, Ya Allah, so that we may join them in the akhirat also, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, let us lead such a life that our elders will become happy with us, Ya Allah. And when we leave this world, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala admits us, O Allah, into their company, Ya Allah. Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Rahim, you accept all our du'as, you bless us, and you favor us, and you forgive us, and you overlook us, and you make us your pious servants and friend, O Allah. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على محمد عبدك ورسولك وصل على المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات آمين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين